This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, the 3rd day of January 2013. I'm Christina Thomas. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a new look at a medieval art form, Congressman Mike Ross on retirement, and a visit to Crystal Mountain. But first, after rejecting the 2012 Farm Bill in June, Senator John Bozeman said he hopes to gain support for the creation of a new agricultural legislation in the upcoming year. He believes the state's heavily irrigated crops have received little protection under the current commodity title, which acts as a safety net to prevent farmers from experiencing consequences of price declines. The senator also addressed the issue of farmer-consumer relationships and how a 5-year program may bring some insurance.
Farmers need the ability, very soon as they go down to the bankers, and they've got to be able to show the banker the safety net that's in place as they start to borrow money for the next crop season. And so this is something that needs to be done, either an extension for another year, or I would like to see a 5-year program, again, that protects all of the regions of the country as far as their agricultural components.
Bozeman will continue to uphold his ideas for farm bill improvement when Congress resumes. A walk of fame honoring Arkansas's list of celebrated entertainers could soon become part of the cultural scene that is downtown Fayetteville. The proposal heads to the Fayetteville City Council tonight, and if approved, stars honoring the likes of Johnny Cash, Billy Bob Thornton, and John Grisham could start lining streets around the downtown square and Center Street as early as next year. Butch Stone is one of many names readily associated with entertainment in Arkansas. As a former concert promoter and manager of the rock group Black Oak Arkansas, which came to prominence in the early and mid-70s, he decided that the story of entertainers from the natural state should be told.
There are a lot of folks born native to Arkansas that have made a name for themselves in the entertainment industry, either in music, film, the visual arts, or the literary world. But nobody's really telling that story. We have an Arkansas Entertainers Hall of Fame in Pine Bluff, but the story's not being told. And so I realized that I am the person that could begin to tell that story in a new and different way.
Stone is the chair of the nonprofit organization that is devising the Walk of Fame. He says that while other cities, such as Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Conway, were considered as the location for the Arkansas Entertainers Walk of Fame, Fayetteville was ultimately chosen because of a number of factors, including the thriving music scene on Dixon Street, the amount of tourism present in the area, and because of the support expressed by city leaders. Stone says that each year, an inducting committee will select 4 names to be inducted into the Walk of Fame, one each from the categories of music, visual arts, literary arts, and film. The inductees will be honored through placement of a bronze plaque on the walk.
These plaques will have the name of the artist. There will be an icon that will indicate which of these 4 fields they've distinguished themselves in, and then there will be some notice of the sponsor who's sponsoring each of the plaques and everything. And it'll be a yearly event, and I think something that will go on for quite some time in the future. From my point of view, I look at it as part of the legacy I want to leave the state of Arkansas, and it's something that we can be and should be proud of, because there are a lot of folks that have done well in entertainment.
Once the city council gives its stamp of approval, Stone says the nonprofit organization will raise funds and organize a celebration for this summer to commemorate the first round of inductees. Also on the Fayetteville City Council's plate tonight is an update of the city's electronic sign ordinance. Jeremy Pate is the director of the city's Development Services Division. He says that for many years now, the city has prohibited so-called moving signs.
Things that flash or flicker or scroll, everything of those types of nature are prohibited in our ordinance. It's just that the language really reflects an older technology. So you see, you know, references to bulbs and lumens, things of that nature that we really don't see as much in the sign industry any longer because of the move to more LED-type signage. So what this would do is to update, in a lot of ways, that ordinance to bring it up to current technologies in sign manufacturing, but also to clarify that the city of Fayetteville does wish to prohibit those types of messaging for both safety features, factors for drivers, pedestrians, but also for aesthetics.
Not all electric signs are banned in the city. Currently, static message boards are the only type of electronic signage allowed in Fayetteville. Moving signs are only one of the prohibited types of signage in Fayetteville. Pate says that billboards have been banned in the city since the 1970s. 7,100 wreaths were placed on graves at the Fayetteville National Cemetery during the holiday season to honor fallen service members. Normally, those wreaths would end up in the landfill. But a new effort is being held to prevent some of those wreaths from ending up as waste. Janie Bibb is organizing Bo's Project, an effort to recycle as many of those wreaths as possible.
The goal is to try and reuse as much of the wreath as we can to put it back into the environment rather than just have it go into the landfill. It's kind of like a sustainability project. I just didn't want them to go back into the landfill because it is a recyclable product. The wiring can be recycled, the ribbon can be recycled, and the wreath itself, the greenery, would go into the compost pile.
Bibb says that while she doesn't expect to be able to recycle all of the wreaths, many volunteers are needed to help with the effort.
Anybody who can come out and help us gather the wreaths up from the cemetery and help us take them down to the Restoration Church where we're going to work. They've volunteered to let us use their church parking lot, and that'll be our station area. So anybody who can come help us remove the wreaths from the cemetery, take them down there and help us start breaking the wreaths down. We'll need lots of volunteers. If anybody wants to bring coffee or hot chocolate to help support the volunteers, anybody who has trucks or trailers to help us load the wreaths on to move them down to the church.
Bibb organized the recycling effort in honor of her son, Bo Swearingen, who was buried in the National Cemetery after being killed in a car wreck in April of 2010. The dining scene in downtown Bentonville is getting some national recognition. In its 2013 Out and In list, the Washington Post pushed out the Charleston dining scene in favor of the Bentonville dining scene this year. Restaurants such as 11 at Crystal Bridges, Tuscan Trotter, and The Hive, plus the upcoming restaurant at 21C Museum Hotel, were all noted by the publication as signs of the city's burgeoning foodie culture. Tonight's forecast calls for clear skies with overnight lows from 18 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 25 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s, which after spending a weekend in Chicago sounds pretty nice. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Lows from 25 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 28 in the River Valley.